Hi, and welcome to the fifth episode of our 12 Beers of Christmas on True Crime Brewery. I'm Jill.
And I'm Dick.
In today's episode, we're talking about a Christmas Eve axe murder in 2014 in Pennsylvania. And that should be pretty interesting.
Yeah, I'm thinking these crimes are just getting more horrific around the holidays. It's just, ugh.
I didn't know there were so many, to be honest with you.
Well, yeah, but as you said earlier, holidays are stressful times.
That's true. So why don't I read a 5-star review and you can get the beer opened, because this is a short episode.
Right.
Okay. So 5-star review. I'm going to read by Biloxi Chick. And Biloxi Chick titles her review, "I loved it. I'll be back for another beer." "I just listened for the first time and I absolutely loved it. The hosts have great chemistry and knowledge. At first I was intimidated that the episode was long, but I was glued to it. It was like sitting and having a riveting conversation with friends over a glass of wine, or a beer. Dick being a physician lends a great aspect to the story. Dick and Jill are both so likable, it's like a conversation with friends. Thank you for a great podcast." Well, thank you, Biloxi Chick. It's a great review. We always appreciate getting the 5-star reviews. And Biloxi Chick, I'd like to be the first one to welcome you to the brewery.
Welcome. And if you have some Mississippi crimes you want to have talked about, drop us a line. I guess I'm assuming you're from Mississippi since you're Biloxi Chick.
Yeah, probably, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think we've done Mississippi. Ohio and Mississippi are two that we really need to get going on.
Right.
I've gotten emails about those. Okay, so what's the beer we have?
The beer we have is called Barrel Aged Frosted Frog Christmas Ale. Now, this is a beer from Hoppin' Frog Brewery in Akron, Ohio. So people might notice that I'm not doing beers by state.
No, that would complicate it too much. For this series, you're just doing Christmas beers.
I'm just doing Christmas beers because it's too much taxing for my brain.
Yeah.
Or too much involved. It's too taxing for my brain.
Yeah.
So this beer is a winter warmer, which we've talked about before. It's a ruby-colored beer, very pretty, with no head. There's a very strong malt aroma, some spice, and vanilla. And the taste is even better. Caramel, cinnamon, ginger, vanilla, and my favorite, some bourbon. Because it is barrel-aged, after all. It's a very smooth beer, very easily drinkable. Think you'll enjoy it. So let's take these beers down to the quiet end and talk about the case.
Okay. As Christmas nears closer, it gets less and less quiet.
It does. I mean, people are having fun.
Yep.
Lots of revelers.
Yeah.
And then Santa's having a nightcap or something.
Yes, he's getting more comfortable here, I've noticed, over the past few nights.
He certainly seems to be. Yeah. Although every time I see him, I think of Billy Bob Thornton and Bad Santa.
Right.
Well, yeah. This guy is certainly better behaved than Billy Bob was.
Yes. But is that Mrs. Santa Claus with him in the little black dress?
Well, I think it's one of his helpers.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Santa does need helpers.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, let's go on down and tell him to scoot over so we can talk a little bit about our next crime.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, so let's talk about this guy who axe-murdered his wife in 2014. His name is Dustin Lee Klopp, and his wife had a different last name. Her name was Stephanie Kilhefner. So they'd only been married 3 years, so it was kind of a new marriage.
Yeah. How old were they?
They were in their 30s.
First marriage for each, or?
That I don't know. They had two children together who were 5 and 2, so they were together a while before they got married.
Yeah, I guess.
She was 34 and he was 36. So what I got from things that they'd put on Facebook and things that their friends had talked about is that he probably was beating the shit out of her on a regular basis prior to this, which isn't surprising.
Did he beat the shit out of her?
Yeah.
Why is it not surprising?
Well, because I don't think you just wake up one day and kill your wife if you're not a violent person. It's probably after some domestic violence is going on for
a
while.
Yeah, okay, I get that.
I don't think your first act of domestic violence is murder.
No. you're correct.
Yeah.
I wouldn't think.
So yeah.
There's been some abuse going on, either physical or mental or both.
That's what's thought.
And then he reaches a point where he says, I'm killing her.
Possibly, yeah. I don't know if he said that to himself or not, but
that's what
he did
to
do
himself.
It. Yeah, he did do it.
Yeah, he turned himself in.
He did. So what he did was he punched Stephanie in the face, causing her to fall to the floor, and then he cut her throat with a knife, and then he struck her head with an axe multiple times. And this was on Christmas Eve, 2014.
He struck her with the dull end of the axe, I hope.
I don't know.
I mean, otherwise he'd split her head in pieces.
Well, he may have. He put her body in a car bag, which I looked it up, and a car bag is kind of like a car cover. You know, if you have a motorcycle or a car, something you're leaving out, you can cover your vehicle with this bag.
Yeah.
So that's where he put her body.
So what's he thinking? Do you have any idea? I mean, he's just committed the ultimate act of violence, and he puts her in his car bag. Is he going to dispose of her someplace or what?
I don't know if he knew what to do. It kind of makes me think it was a spur-of-the-moment decision to do that.
Yeah.
It could still be first-degree murder. You only need a minute,
right.
Even less, to
yeah.
plan it, right?
Well, and maybe he had other things to do, and he had to put her someplace till he decided what he was going to do with her body.
I think that was probably it. But this is just a chilling and awful case, and the timing of it being around Christmas is horrible.
Yeah, this guy's really nuts.
Well, nuts. Depends what you mean by nuts.
Well, that's a very specific medical term.
Yeah.
He's nuts.
Yeah, but he's not insane. He's not going to be not guilty by reason of insanity.
Well, no, but to do what he did, he's insane.
Okay.
But that's not going to help him in the court of law.
Well, he's competent to stand trial.
Yes.
Yeah.
But he's nuts.
So they had these two kids at home. That kind of disturbs me. There's no evidence that the kids witnessed anything, but who knows?
Well,
especially the five-year-old.
I think the five-year-old would have said something, right?
Maybe. I don't know.
Because he took them to church. He took them to the grandparents' house.
He did.
I mean, the five-year-old, I think, would have said something.
To the people at church?
Well, maybe not to church, but at the grandparents.
Maybe.
You know, Mommy just got killed.
Maybe.
So,
but there's no evidence of that in anything
yeah,
I've read.
I would think that they didn't witness the murder.
Yeah. So, like I said, they'd only been married 3 years. And what happened, according to the DA, was that it was a domestic argument that escalated into a physical altercation. So this goes back to episode 1 of 12 Beers, where we talked about domestic violence and stress over the holidays.
Right.
So I don't know if that had anything to make it worse, because they were stressed out over money or something. Who knows?
Yeah, but I mean, the other thing he said was that he had abused her at regular intervals.
According to some people, I have no evidence of that, and there were no police reports to that effect.
So what was different about this time? I mean, if he's slapped her around and struck her before, how come this time it progressed to killing her?
Oh, gosh. I don't have any way of telling that.
Yeah.
No. Now, he hit her body and cleaned up the blood because I believe he killed her in the kitchen. And then the following morning, he took the children, 2 and 5, to his parents' house for the Christmas celebration. But he'd also taken them to church Christmas Eve night.
Yeah, that's just...
With her body
beyond,
out in the shed.
Beyond strangeness.
Yep. Body was out in the shed. And I guess what he planned was to go spend Christmas Day with his parents. And then around 5 p.m., he had his father bring him to the police station, where he confessed. Police went to his house and found the body.
Okay. So yep. I'm going to figure there was some remorse there, right? That he confessed?
Maybe. Either remorse or he just thought, well, I'm never going to get away with this. I'm not smart enough. And I've made a mess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd prefer to think he felt remorse.
Okay. If it makes you feel better. Maybe he did.
Maybe.
Now, the county coroner did an autopsy on her, and they found that she was still alive when he took the axe to her head. So I guess these other things that he did hadn't actually killed her.
The slashing of the throat? I mean, holy cow.
I know.
He must not have hit a vital organ, or not a vital organ, a major blood vessel.
Right.
because certainly if you got her carotid, she'd bleed out pretty quickly.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it might have been superficial.
Yeah.
Or it might have just gone into the center of the neck.
Right.
Well, he actually did have a bit of a criminal history, but nothing really violent. His history included arrests for drugs, a DUI, resisting arrest, burglary, and, well, simple assault. That is violent.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, the other things, I think, give a pattern. I mean, he's a drug user.
Well, one right? thing I heard is that...
And he drinks.
One thing I heard is that the two of them were drug users, and they were kind of born-again religious people.
So that means they're going to renounce the drugs?
Yeah, I think a lot of people who quit drugs take religion as a way to support their abstinence, sure. It yeah. can be a supportive thing for people. So anyway, some things that she had put on Facebook were very kind of judgmental things from a Christian point of view, judging people and things like that from her newfound Christianity.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I guess the police had been called on domestic squabbles, but when the police came, neither one of them would admit to anything.
Well, of course not. I mean, that's a pattern, right?
Yeah, I think so.
The police arrive and the victim says, it was my fault, or I'm not pressing charges, or whatever.
Right.
And nothing ever happens.
Right. Now, what was he charged with? Besides murder, of course, he was charged with three things. Do you remember?
Well, I remember that he was charged with a perverted sexual act, right?
Yeah. I don't know if that was the name for it, though. Deranged, maybe it was called.
Well.
He was accused of doing something with her body. Something sexual with her body.
Right.
And abuse of a corpse might have been one of the things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, here it is. Criminal homicide, abuse of a corpse, and evidence tampering.
Okay.
So, there you go.
It's not going to get him off. He confessed.
Right. That's right. So, how do you think these kids are going to deal with this? They're being raised by the grandparents.
Well,
is Christmas ruined for them forever?
Kids are pretty resilient.
Mm-hmm.
I think the two-year-old isn't going to have really any memory at all.
But he's going to know that his dad killed his mom. Or maybe they won't tell him till later.
Maybe.
He'll have to know eventually.
The five-year-old is probably going to have more difficulty with it.
Yeah.
Because he's older and more aware of what's going on. The two-year-olds don't.
Well, I don't know. I would think a two-year-old would miss his mother, even in a subconscious way.
Well, but if he's raised by the grandparents and they have a nice stable home, he's...
That's assuming a lot there.
It could be.
Yeah.
But he could come out okay. Keep saying he. I don't know if they're he or she. The five-year-old is going to take some more work.
Yeah. Would you recommend therapy for the five-year-old at that age?
Absolutely.
What do they do for therapy with kids that young? I know some people do like art therapy, drawing.
They do some play therapy type stuff. Yeah. Just to try to get the child to express what he's or she is feeling through play. And then you can work on it.
So if he saw something, that would probably come out in therapy.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, I hope he didn't, because that's a horrible thing.
Yeah, that would more than likely mess him up.
Yeah. Well, domestic violence, it's a bad thing, and this is the extreme of it.
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't be doing these Christmas things.
Why?
It kind of ruins Christmas, doesn't it?
No. Of course not. Makes us appreciate Christmas more.
Okay. I'll go with you on that.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else to add on this one? This was a pretty short one.
Yes, it was, but I don't know what else to say. And he killed his wife and he confessed.
Yeah.
So it is a short one.
Okay. Cut and dry. But, you know, I guess the thing that gets me about it is how he took the kids to church and then went to the grandparents' house.
Yeah, to me, that's just beyond weird.
It is, but it kind of shows some effort on his part to be a good dad, even though I'm always trying to look on the good side of people. And he was trying to be a good dad by taking them there.
Okay.
I mean, he could have just left the body for all to see.
Yeah, he could have.
Mm-hmm. He did have some concern about them seeing things,
so
maybe.
He put the body out of sight. That's so sparing his kids. And I guess I could give him that he is trying to make things as normal as possible for the Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with church and visiting the parents.
You know, it really makes me wonder if he was back on drugs. And by drugs, I mean hallucinogenics or crack or something that would make a person paranoid, violent, yeah. Maybe some blue meth.
He might have been still using, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there are certain drugs that can make you more violent.
That's for sure.
So that might have been it. Okay. Well, before we end this episode, I'd like to ask all of our listeners to complete a short survey for us. So this survey, we need about 25 more people as I record this to do the survey. And the survey's to help us get some sponsors, and not so we can have a bunch of ads, but just so that we can add one or two and get some support for the podcast. So if you're up for it, please go to survey.libsyn.com/tiegrabber. And if you follow us on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook, I'm going to be putting the survey link up there once in a while, so you can always grab it there and do the survey. And it, honest to God, takes less than 2 minutes, and it's a huge help for us if you can get that done.
Okay.
You know what else is a huge help for us?
No, what else?
5-star reviews.
Oh, we love those.
Yes.
And we like to read them.
Yes.
So if you want to be famous, at least to us, send a 5-star review so we can read it on the air.
Well, our overall rating on iTunes is still 4 stars, and we keep getting more and more 5 stars, but I don't know what it takes to get to that 5-star.
A lot of 5 stars.
I guess so. So we do need some more 5-star reviews. So if you have a minute to do that, I know it's a bit of a pain to do that, but if you're on iTunes and you have a minute, please go ahead and do that.
Absolutely.
And we'd appreciate it very much.
You bet we will.
Okay. Well, this was the 5th day, so tomorrow we will have the 6th episode in 12 Beers of Christmas for you.
Looking forward to it.
Okay. Happy holidays. Bye.
Ho, ho, ho. Christmas is so good, you are bright. Christmas Day, baby, don't hold.